Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman le'ilui nishmas HaRav Yaakov ben Matisyahu.
Learning Maseches Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yates. Sugi Zagadita, the Gemara on Kuf Yud Chesim Abeis, were discussing the tremendous, tremendous treasures that are in Rome, and the Gemara says from the Pasuk in Yeshaya that these treasures are all going to go to the Yeshim Lefnei Hashem. Zechru avet nena kodesh l'Hashem lo yotzev lo yechosin kil Yeshim Lefnei Hashem yeh. They're not going to be kept in a storehouse. They're going to be given to the Yeshim Lefnei Hashem. What does it mean, the Yeshim Lefnei Hashem? So the Gemara says, two pshatim. The Yeshim Lefnei Hashem, one pshat is that makim makim chaveri b'yeshiva, someone who recognizes his friend's place in yeshiva. And Nikud Amri, another pshat, Amr Abelazah is a makabel pnei chaveri b'yeshiva, someone who greets his friend in yeshiva. So what's the pshat? What's the big mile of knowing where your friend's place is in yeshiva, or greeting your friend in yeshiva that you call the Yeshim Lefnei Hashem? So Mashal, first of all, he says that Yeshim Lefnei Hashem is a pshat that you're sitting in the makam of Gilui Shechina, because the Gemara in Bracha says that Mishachar Beis Hamikdash Ein LaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'olam Eladal Amish Halacha Bovad, that the makam after the churban Beis Hamikdash where the Eibishter is the dal amish halacha. So that's a pshat in the yeshim lefnei Hashem. The people in yeshiva, the people the chayvish Beis Hamikdash, they're the yeshim lefnei Hashem. They're the ones that are sitting in the makam of gilui shechina. But what's makam chaver bi yeshiva? He knows the place of his friend in yeshiva. So Rashi and the Rishbam say that if a person knows where all his friends sit in yeshiva, so he must be there very, very often. He must be a very big masmid. He must constantly be in the Beis Medrash. He's there so much that he knows where everybody is. So he is the Yeshim Lefnei Hashem. He'll get this tremendous Eitzer from Rome. That's Rashi and Rishbam. In other words, it's showing the tremendous Asmada that he has, that he's always there. So Mela, he knows where everybody is in yeshiva. The Mashal says a different pshat, another pshat, that could be it's going on the Kenyanei Torah. Not the pshat what a big masman he is, but what gevaldige midas he has. Because Torah is only nicknamed with gevaldige midas. One of the midas, the memchatz midas of Torah nicknamed is makaris mekaimai. A person knows his own worth. In other words, he doesn't think of himself too high. Naturally, a person always thinks of himself that he's the greatest. But first, I say makaris mekaimai, understand where he belongs, where his place is. In other words, where he fits in to the Beis Medrash. What's makam makam chaveri? The Mashah, it's a hemshech to that midah. In other words, you know where your friend is. Usually a person looks at his chaverim and forget. He doesn't see the milas. He sees the chesreinus. He's not makah the erich and the milas that to learn from them and to yamachshe them and to give them kavod. But someone who is an anav, he has a kinyanei ateris, he's makah makam chaverim, just like he's makaris mekaimai. He knows where he is. He doesn't think himself too high. He's makam makam chaveri. He knows where his friends is. He doesn't think of himself lower than they are. He has a realistic approach. He looks good at his friends. He sees makam the milus. That's the pshat. The Ben Yehuda also says the same pshat. He's ma'achav a little more. He says that, let's say, if someone's chosen to be the Rosh Yeshiva, and he knows that his friend is bigger than him, so he doesn't accept it because he's makam makam chaveri. He knows that the people are bigger than him. Or he says a pshat that, let's say, his friend doesn't come. His friend's not in yeshiva that day. And he's there first, and he sees his friend's place. So he doesn't take his friend's place because he doesn't. He wants to give cover to his friend. In other words, it's not an inyan of asmad, it's an inyan of midas. Now, Derech said, the next Gemara of Makabal Pnei Chaveri b'yeshiva. He greets his friend in yeshiva. What's the pshat in that? So the Mashah says a pshat, l'chayr l'fi, the way Rashi and the Rishbam learned, that it's an inyan of asmada, which says if he greets his friend, that means he's there first. So he's in yeshiva all the time. He's always the first one there. He greets his friends. He's there, and he's always greeting the other people. Not the pshat, he comes late, and people greet him. People are makabel his panim. He greets them. So right, he's the biggest masmid. He's always there. He's always first. And mameli is makabel pnei chaveri b'yeshiva. So again, it's meir on the gvaldik asmada, and the tmida said he's there. But the Mashah says the pshat, also lefi his own pshat, that's meir on midas, that the pshat is that the memchaz dvarim shetar niknis mem include dibu chaverim and naisa ba'ilim chaverim. In other words, he's always greeting his friend because he has close friends, dibu chaverim, or he's naisa ba'ilim chaverim. He cares about his friend. He wants to take care of his friend when he needs. That's why he's mekabel pnei chaveri b'yeshiva. the Ben Yada is again Marchiv on this pshat, that a little bit more that he's Mekal Bnei Chavei B'Yeshiva means is a tendency sometimes people learn in yeshiva, so they want to be superior. So Mela, they try to knock the friend, they try to argue with him, they try to besayser his words. But someone who has a smile of being a yeshiv of Nei Hashem, therefore is Mekal Bnei Chavei B'Yeshiva, he helps him out. He brings rice to me. He's very patient with them. He's masbit to them. He doesn't argue with them. He doesn't fight with them. Fakert. He builds them up. That's a mekal bnei chaver b'yeshiva. He has the kinyanei atayr to be called the yeshiva of Nei Hashem. He'll get the yitzir of Rome. Yeah, another nekuda. The Gemara brings a drasha like this. Amar avkanei mishimar shmol b'rabi yesi ma'idik siv nametzeach mizmar l'david zarmil l'misha noitz chamaisa v'samach. He should sing to Hashem that you could defeat him and he's happy. If you beat him, if you defeat him, so he's very sad. But Eibush, if you defeat him, he's very happy. Eibush wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. Moshe fought with Eibush, and he was able to overturn the Gzeira, and it calls him Moshe Bechirei, his chosen one. He loves him. In other words, if he beats him, it makes him that the Eibishter should love him. What's the pshat that the Yenetzeach, the Eibishter, the Ben Yada is mayach a lot in it. He says, no one could beat the Eibishter. No one could know more than the Eibishter. No one could be stronger than the Eibishter. Doesn't make any sense. Anyone who thinks that way, anyone who thinks that he could defeat the Eibishter, is about the Kaifa Biker, he says. About it's impossible, such a thing. Now, what's the pshat that he's he says, the pshat is, he's talking about that the Eibishter makes a gzeir, and a tzaddik davens very stark, and he's mevatel the gzeir. He says, it says in the Gemara, Kadosh Baruch Hu geizev a tzaddik mevatel gzeirasei. The Eibishter is geizev, the tzaddik is mevatel the gzeir, because it says tzaddik meishel yirisalikim. So he says, it doesn't mean that tzaddik mevatel the gzeir of the Eibishter. It doesn't make sense about the tzaddik doesn't have a karech to mevatel the gzeir. Who's mevatel the gzeir? The Eibishter is mevatel the gzeir. It's Parshat Navas. The Eibishter, because of his gewaltig chavivus to the tzaddik, considered it ki'ilu the tzaddik's mevatel. The Eibishter makes it as if the tzaddik's mevatel, as if he wanted this, and the tzaddik made him change his mind. But about this snapshot, tzaddik has no koyach to make the Eibishter change his mind. The Eibishter wants to change his mind. The Eibishter wants to listen to the tefillos of tzaddikim. But the Eibishter also wants that it should be considered ki'ilu the tzaddik did it. That shows a chavivus to the tzaddik. So the same thing you find the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says that when the Eibishter will shech the Yetzirah, so the Tzaddikim will look at it as if it was a big har. The Tzaddikim will see the Yetzirah as a big har, a big mountain. And they'll say, how do we manage to be kaivish this whole mountain, this whole Yetzirah? How is it shaykh? How do we manage to do it? It seems much too hard. And it says in the Eibishter also is matmiyim on, like it says in the Pasuk, Kam be'ene yipola. I also have a pella. How do you manage to do it? Says, what's the pshat? The Eibishter's taka surprised that we could fight the Yetzirah. The Eibishter's never surprised. What's the pella? The Eibishter's surprised. It's a pella by him. That's what Eibishter made it, that we could beat the Yetzirah. More than that, the Gemara says, a person really can't beat the Yetzirah. Yitzhah shalom eskabah b'chol yayim, v'lamalai kadosh baruch hu ezer, eni yachaloi. The Yetzirah is so strong, without the Eibishter's help, you can't do it. So what does it mean that the Eibishter's surprised that we're able to beat the Yetzirah? We can't beat the Eitzar. The Eibishter helped us. The Eibishter himself did it. The Torah says that because of the gewaltig chavivus the Eibishter has, the Eibishter considers it ki'ilu we did it on our own. And the Eibishter says, boy, I'm so surprised. I gave you such a stark Eitzar and you're able to beat it. Mamish gewaltig. Even though, we managed to beat it, the Eibishter helped us beat it. But the Eibishter gives us the credit ki'ilu we did it. That's a pshat. Al-Darach said a Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara says that when they had the fight with Rabbi Eliezer, all the Chachmei Yisrael held one way, Eliezer held a different way. And Eliezer was making nisim, mifsim, gluyim in order to prove his point, and Abishu was standing firm. And then a baskel comes out from the Shemayim, Malach Eitz Eliezer b'ni shalach ha-kamaisa b'chal makayim. What do you have to do with Rabbi Eliezer? Of course, halach is like Rabbi Eliezer. And Abishu gets up and says, Ei mashkichim b'baskel, ei b'shemayim hi. And the Gemara says that at that time, the Eibishter was Megala. Yehoah Navi said that the Eibishter saying, Nitzkuni b'ni Nitzkuni. They beat me. They won. My children won. Osif Shat, he could win. He could win against the Eivishter. The Eivishter wants a lachet pirek b'leza. So then the Chachma Eteri could say, no, we want it to be not like Rav Leza, and the Eivishter has to mask him to them. Osif Shat, Avad Anat, Avad the Eivishter is the one that said, Echer Ram Lahates, Avad the Eivishter himself wants that the lachet should be like the Rav. Now, us, the Eivishter wanted to show a chavivis to Rav Leza, that lachet kameisa b'chal makim, but that's not how we should pass it. Emashkichim b'baskal, Avad Anat's a lacha. But the Eivishter says, it's ke'ilu azay. It's ke'ilu, I'm giving such kayach to the Chachma Eteri that they have to go on pide achra. Even if I would hold not the way, they could go against me. Avad they can't. Avad it's good for the Ratzin of the Eivishter. But the Pshat is, that's the Chavivus the Eivishter gave them. So that's also the Pshat in this Gemara, that Yenetzei Chaysev Samech, the Moshe Rabbeinu came, he was over the parrots, he made a Melcham against the Eivishter to save Klal Yisrael. Avad the Eivishter Gufa wanted that to happen. The Eivishter wants it, Tzadikim should have him, then save Klal Yisrael. Avad, but the Eivishter Mikayach, the Chavivus, the Tzadikim, makes it Ke'ilu, the Tzadikim have the power. That's a pshat yimenatzeich beibishta. Yeah, we'll go weiter. The Gemara in Amid Beis brings down the name of Yehuda Mishmul, who was wrote early on Vav Amid Beis. Kol haMitzvos Nevarcheleim Oivel Asiyasan. All mitzvahs you make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. I want to speak a little bit about this inyan of Oivel Asiyasan. There's a machlokes Rishonim if this din of Oivel Asiyasan is that a din that's likuvo or not. Is that just a din lechatchila? That the right time to do the bracha is before you do the mitzvah. But let's say you didn't do it before the mitzvah, you could still make the bracha after the mitzvah. Or no, you have to make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. And if you don't make the bracha before you do the mitzvah, then you can't make the bracha altogether. As a machlokes Rishonim, there's a guy says Shri in brachas that says, Heichad leibirch kami de mitzvah, someone to make a bracha before the mitzvah, mavarech acher mitzvah. She make the bracha after the mitzvah. V'yetzi dechevasei. And these yetzi. Achem besuda, the asadim shenu b'lei bracha, so that such a thing, kevin the ava v'achav, the giyah bracha echrein ahel v'itchi itchi. By yesuda, by eating, then once you ate, you can't make a bracha anymore. You can't make a bracha rishayin anymore. But by a mitzvah, if you didn't make the bracha before the mitzvah, you make the bracha after the mitzvah. The Rambam, in Ilchus Brachas, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Vav, says like this. And he starts with an alcha hey, he says, Ha'isa mitzvah v'loi birch. Let's say someone did a mitzvah without a bracha. In mitzvah shad dayanis yasa kayemis. If he's still in the middle of doing the mitzvah, mevarech achar siya, then he can make a bracha after he did it. V'm davah sh'ava, but if he finished, if it's ready past, ain't a mevarech, keitzah. Ha'esh nesatav v'tzitzis. Let's say someone's wearing tzitzis. Ha'shalavish tefillin, he puts on tefillin. Ha'shayash v'suki, sitting in a sukkah, v'loi birch tchila. So then he can still make a bracha. Because it's the mitzvah is still going. Lechein kol keitzah be'elu. Avom shachat b'lei bracha, if he shechted without a bracha, ein echayit ashkita mevarech. Because an uudim akisei adam, an afrashat shumas emaisus, or tvila, all these things, once you finish the mitzvah, you're not doing the mitzvah anymore, you can't make the bracha anymore. Lechein kol keitzah be'elu. That's what the Rambam holds. So the Rambam makes a chilek. He says, if he's still doing the mitzvah, like he's standing in a sukkah, or wearing tzitzis, or wearing talis and tefillin, so in those cases, you still make a bracha, because you're still doing the mitzvah. Now, she'enken, if you're not doing the mitzvah's finished, you don't make a bracha anymore. So he argues in the guy, Shmi that says that the din is not lechatchila. I saw in the Eitzim Mefarshei Talmud in sukkah, they shtelled so nicely that the Rambam in the beginning of Ilchus Brachas says a lashing shem shem varchem al anah kach mevarchem al kol mitzvah mitzvah achach yasa isay. The Rambam says that din that you make a bracha on anah, you make a bracha on achila, and on reyach, and then he says ukeshem shem varchem al kach mevarchem al mitzvah mitzvah. So he puts the two together. A birchas mitzvah is similar to birchas anenin. So mele, that's what the Rambam holds. That just like with birchas anenin, once you finish, not shayach to make a bracha anymore. Who din birchas mitzvahs? No, kenzai. So Shailawi Paskin, the Paskin make a speak about Hilchas Shchita in Siman Yates, what's it in if after the Shchita could you still make a bracha? The Shach there brings down the Birchas Avram's Kasha on the Rambam that the Gemara earlier, the Vav and Bey said that by a ger, he could make a bracha after the Tvila because Gavrilei Chazi, because he wasn't able to make the bracha before the Tvila was Gavrilei Chazi. So he can make a bracha after the Tvila. So you see that Oivel HaSiyasa is not ma'akev, because you see that when it's not possible to make a bracha before, you can make a bracha later. So the Shach says, not a raya, because Heimamru veheimamru. All the brachas are the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan saw they couldn't be misakin the bracha on this particular mitzvah before, so they're misakin the bracha afterwards. You can make the bracha afterwards in that case. Hashem came where you could make the bracha before. So can Zayin, the Tekanas Chacham was dafka to make the bracha before the mitzvah, and if you didn't make the bracha before the mitzvah, you can't make the bracha anymore. That's Dein and Shach. Now, the Ramah there says, a psak, that let's say you have a behema, which it came in this behema, suffix trefa, and it's impossible to tell if the behema is trefa or kasher until after you shecht it. So Zakhtar Ramah says what you do. You shecht the behema, and then after you shecht it, you check it. And then when you check it, you find that it's kasher, then you make the bracha. If you make the bracha before, it's a suffix, you don't know. If it's kasher, if it's treif. If it's treif, you can't make a bracha. So you make the shecht without a bracha, and then you check it. If you find it kasher, then you can make a bracha. So the chayyah, they're most passing like the Urzarua, that in the evid, if you don't make the bracha before the mitzvah, then you can make a bracha after the mitzvah. Rabbi Kivega discusses, he says, someone might want to learn pshat in the Ramah, that the Ramah only says it in this case. The Ramah doesn't say stamazay, if someone forgot to make a bracha before the shkita, he makes a bracha after the shkita. He says in this case, you have a suffix trefa, which you can only find that after the shkita. So in such a case, he says shechta without a bracha, and then check it. If it's kasha, make a bracha. So maybe the Ramah only means it in this case, where you can't make a bracha before the shkita, because you have a suffix. You could only make the bracha after the shkita. So, in such a case, we can't make the bracha before the shkita. You can only make the bracha after the shkita. So everyone's maskana, you can make a bracha afterwards. That's like the case of ger. That by a ger, since he can't make the bracha before the tefillah, so therefore he'll make the bracha after the tefillah. Like the Gemara says of Avam Abayis, then since he's not really a guy, he can't make the bracha before the tefillah. So maybe I say make a bracha after the tefillah. So within there, most maskening, here he can't make the bracha before the shkita because it's a suffix trefa. So you can make a bracha after the shkita. But Zakhtar B'Kiveg, it's not mistaba. Because that only means in the case where the entire mitzvah could only be done with a bracha after the mitzvah. It's impossible b'chlal to do this mitzvah with a bracha before the mitzvah. Tefillah's ger, by definition, he's not Jewish till after the tefillah. He can't make a bracha till after the tefillah. So by definition, he can never make a bracha before the mitzvah. So Chazal Masakim for that, a bracha after the mitzvah. Mashenki and Shkita, when normally you can make a bracha before the Shkita. It was just this situation was different. This situation, he couldn't make the bracha before the mitzvah. A situational thing is not that way. It says, Hagabatzmukha, if someone's a Balkari, and he does the mitzvah, and then he's tevil, you're going to say that he can make the bracha afterwards because he couldn't make it before? Rather not. So he says, forget, the Ramaz, the Makar of the Ramaz din, that by a suffix trefa, you shecht it without a bracha, and you check if it's kasher, and then make your bracha, is from the Arzeruah. And the Arzeruah holds that all cases, even when you could have made the bracha before, you just happened not to, you forgot. Or you didn't want to make the bracha before, you can make the bracha afterwards. That's the Arzeruah l'shitasei. Mashenken, according to the Rambam, that says that, no, you can't make the bracha before. The Rambam would hold, in this case also, that you wouldn't make a bracha afterwards. So like I said, the Achreinim, the Amayrach, the Shach, the Prichadash, the Kresi, the Plesi, the Tvuah Shar, the Shagasai, and Simon Chavav, they're all Mayrach exactly who the Psak is like. Some say like this, some say like that. Lamais, it's a Suffolk Brachas. The Psak Alacha Lamais is that we don't make a Bracha after the Mitzvah because there's a Suffolk, the Rambam, Paskins, and Kamri Shainim, also Paskin that way, that you don't make a Bracha after the Mitzvah. Now the Shagasai has a Steve in the Ramah. The Ramah here, like we said, the Ramah says that if you have a behemoth, which is a suffix, kasha, suffix, treif, you can only find that after you shecht it, you can check it to see if it's treif. So such a behemoth, after shecht, without a bracha, and after you see it's kasha, you can make a bracha. So it sounds like it holds like the Urzarua, that you can make a bracha even after the mitzvah. But the Ramah says in Siman Tov Beis in Arichayim, the Gabi Bedikas Chametz, that let's say someone forgot to make the bracha al bir chametz before he started the bedikas chametz. So kol zman he's still being Isaac in bedikas chametz, he could still make the bracha al bir chametz. That's what it says in the Ramah. It's clearly mashma that once he's finished the bedikah entirely, he does not make the bracha al bir chametz. So the chayyot is nira. In Yeriday by shchita, he says by the suffix, sheir suffix trefa that you shecht it, and then you check if it's kosher, and even though it's after the Shechita, you can still make the bracha on the Shechita. And in Ari Chaim, he says by Bedikas Chametz that you can make the bracha as long as you're still continuing the Bedika. But after the Bedika, it sounds like you can't make the bracha. That sounds like the Rambam. So in the, that's a Shagasai's kasha. The bottom of Shagai, it's brought a teretz on Achrenim that the case in Yerdei is different because he wasn't able to make the bracha earlier because it was a suffix Sheira. But like we said, Rebbe Kivega doesn't hold it as chilek. Rebbe Kivega holds it doesn't make a difference if he personally in this particular case wasn't able to. If you hold like the Rambam, even in that case, you wouldn't be able to make a bracha later. Elamai holds like the Arzirua. So what's the pshat that the in Ari Chaim, he says that you can only make a bracha while you're doing the bedika. So I saw Reb Shmuel Rozovsky in his Chedushim on Amsachim in the first parak. He says the following teretz. He says, La'ilam derama paskins and gansen like the Arzirua. But he says it's different by the case by bedikas chametz because even afterwards, you could still make the bracha when you're burning the chametz. That's what the Paiskim say if in art. Let's say a guy didn't make a bracha by the bedikas chametz, he forgot. And now, the next morning, he goes to burn the chametz. He makes the bracha, I'll be a chametz. So you can still make the bracha afterwards. That's why you don't make the bracha after the mitzvah. He teaches like this. In the Rambam Gufa, the Rambam says that if someone didn't make a bracha, if he's still doing the mitzvah, he could still make a bracha. But a mitzvah, he's not doing the mitzvah anymore, he doesn't make the bracha. If he's still doing the mitzvah, like the Rambam says, like sukkah, he's still sitting in the sukkah, by talis, by tefillin, by, he can still make a bracha, because the mitzvah is still being kayim. So Reb Shmuel Rozovsky says, what exactly is the chiddush? What's the Rambam saying? Of course he can make a bracha, he's still doing the mitzvah. And a chinami, avada, whatever he did already, that part of the mitzvah, he didn't make a bracha. But he makes a bracha because he's continuing doing the mitzvah. He's continuing wearing tefillin. He's getting a mitzvah every second. He's continuing wearing the talis. He's continuing sitting in the sukkah. L'chai is making a bracha on the asid. Hazagdiv Shulzevsky, no. That's not the pshat in the Rambam. Because a bracha is not on the keem of the mitzvah. A bracha is on the maisa mitzvah. You have to be doing an action to make a bracha. And he's not doing any action. So what's the pshat he can make a bracha now? He's not doing a Maisa Mitzvah. The Maisa Mitzvah he did already. When he put on the tefillin, when he put on the talis, when he went to sit in the sukkah, that's when he did the Maisa Mitzvah, and then he didn't make a bracha. So what's the pshat he can make a bracha now? So like the Shmuel Rozovsky, the pshat is, because the Maisa he did before is still being Nimshach. It's still Kayim the Maisa. The Maisa is still around. So Mel, it's called a bracha on the Maisa Mitzvah. It's called Eivel HaSiyasan. So you get a bracha on the whole Mitzvah now. Not the pshat that whatever you did, that doesn't have a bracha, now you're making a bracha on what's coming up. You can't make a bracha on what's coming up. That's just the kiyum. That's not a maisa. But the pshat is the maisa you did is still around because you're still being mekayim the mitzvah. The reishim is still around. And mamele, you can make a bracha on the maisa. So hu adin by bedikas chametz. Now the Rambam holds that eivel hasiyasan is li'kuva. If you don't have eivel hasiyasan, you don't make a bracha altogether. The Arzirua holds it's l'chat chila. But how to learn up Eivel HaSiyasan, what exactly you're doing, you can learn the Arzirua also like the Rambam. At the Pshat is you make a bracha on the Maisa, and Kol Kama, the Maisa is being Nimshach, so that's called Eivel HaSiyasan. Havad al-Chetchili should make the bracha right away. But the Pshat is if you make a bracha, you put on tefillin, you make a bracha later, so then you have the mile of Eivel HaSiyasan, because the Maisa wasn't finished yet, so you made the bracha on the Maisa. Who did my Bedikas Chametz? Once he's still being Baidik to Chametz, so the Pshat is it's one long Maisa, the Maisa is being Nimshach, he's still in the middle of the Maisa, that has the mile of Eivel HaSiyasan. Mashaykin, after you finish the Bedika, if you're going to make the Bracha now, so now the Maisa is not here anymore, so you're not going to have the mile of Eivel HaSiyasan. So why don't you make the Bracha anyway if you like the Arzirua? The Teretz is because this particular bracha you can make tomorrow morning, and then it will be Eivel HaSiyasan. Because again, you're going to do another Maisa of Bir Chametz, and you're going to make the bracha of Bir Chametz tomorrow with the Maisa of burning it. Which, if you make the bracha now, so then the bracha goes for that also, but the pshat is it wasn't samach to that Maisa. So, by all mitzvahs, if you finish the mitzvah, you can make a bracha. But the Eved, you don't need Eivel HaSiyasan. But by Bedikas Chametz, if you remember to make the bracha while you're being baidik, so then you're making a bracha on the maisa, so you'll have the mile of Eivel HaSiyasan. If not, so don't make the bracha now, make the bracha the next morning, like the Paiskim say, when you burn the chametz, and then again you can make the bracha on the Maisa, and then it'll be Taka Evelos Yosin. That's Rav Shmuelzovsky's teretz. And now let's see the Mishnah and Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Eim Aftirin Achar Pesach Afikoyman. The Mishnah uses the word Afikoyman different than the way we use the word Afikoyman. We call the matzah that we eat at the end, we call the matzah the Afikoyman. The Gemara never calls it the Afikoyman. The Rishonim started using the word Afikoyman to refer to the matzah that we eat last. But the Gemara doesn't call that matzah or the Korban Pesach Afikoyman. Afikoyman means what you eat after the Korban Pesach. And now they eat an Afikoyman, which means additional food after the Korban Pesach. And later the Gemara brings the name of Namiram, Eim Aftin Achar Matzah Afikoyman. That just like in the times of the Korban Pesach, you're now they eat additional food after the Korban Pesach. Also, Bizman Azeh, you're now they eat additional food after the matzah that we eat last. And the Gemara is actually two lishainis. If we paskin that way, do we paskin eim aftin achar matzah afikoyman, or not? Maybe dafka Pesach, you're not allowed to eat, but matzah you are allowed to eat. Now halacha, as we know, is that matzah also you're not allowed to eat afikoyman. You're not allowed to eat extra food after the matzah. Now, what's the reason why? What's the reason why you're not allowed to eat after the Pesach extra food, additional food? And what's the reason why Bizman Azeh you can't eat after matzah additional food? The Gemara never says. In the Rishonim we find five taimim that Rishonim give what's the reason why it's also to eat any food after the Korban Pesach or today any food after the matzah. The Rashbam relates his din with the din that the Pesach is nechel ala seiva. The Pesach is nechel not when you're hungry, but to be eaten as you're becoming full. Allah Seiva means as you're becoming satisfied. As you're becoming full, that's when you eat the Korban Pesach. And he says it's a din really by all Korbanis, because it says L'mashcha. The Korbanis, it says a pasuk that Korbanis are L'mashcha. L'mashcha means L'gdula. It has to be eaten in a very regal way, in an aristocratic way, L'gdula. So it's not eaten as to satisfy hunger. A person's starving, hungry, that's not l'gdula. It's eaten, Allah save it, fakir. The person is already somewhat satisfied, he's becoming satisfied, and eats it to be given a satisfaction. That's l'gdula, that's l'mashcha. And therefore, Chazal said, you're not going to eat anything after the Korban Pesach, condemned that the Korban Pesach should be eaten, Allah save it. Taisus brings the Yerushalmi with the second reason. That the reason is because you shouldn't come with a shvius etzem. But it's the same idea that you shouldn't eat the Pesach when you're very hungry. But the Rishbam says that the reason is because Karbanis have to be eaten ala seiva, it's l'mashka, l'gdula. And Taiz brings you Shami that when you eat a Pesach when you're very hungry, you might come with a shvir setzim, you might break a bone in the Karban Pesach. You might eat it very quickly and you'll come to breaking a bone. That's why Chazal said you should eat it ready after you ate, it's ala seiva, the last thing you eat. Today that you shouldn't come to breaking any bones of the Korban Pesach. What's a little shver with the Rashbam's pshat is that it says that when the Pesach, you have a lot of people in the Chabura, a smaller Pesach, so you have to eat from another Korban. Today the Pesach should be eaten ala seiva. The Gemara brings this din earlier in the sixth parak, and it says that you bring a chagiga, so the Pesach should be eaten ala seiva. If the din of ala seiva is din by all Korbanis, so why would you need a chagiga? Chagiga is also a carbon. What would be the maila to bring a chagiga along so the Pesach should be eaten ala seiva? We'll come at the chagiga is not being eaten ala seiva. It seems that the din of ala seiva would apply more to Korban Pesach than would be to chagiga. According to what Taiz means in Yerushalmi, it's good. Because Pesach is din of shvir se'etzem. Taiz discusses that there is a mount Yom HaChagiga also has a din of shvir se'etzem. So Mela Chagiga also you should have to worry that maybe you'll break the bone. So Taisus says that a Pesach is a Ben Shana, it's a younger carbon, and therefore you have to be scared that maybe you'll break the bones, the bones are soft. Chagiga could be an older carbon, older behema, and therefore there's not such a chash you'll break the bones. But the Mefarshim ask that according to the Man D'Yom, the Chagiga has Shvir Se'etzim, is a Shvir Se'etzim Chagiga, that same man, the Amma holds that a chagiga also has to be a ben shana, like Smavur in the Sug in the sixth parak. Yeah, it's a bit of Sarachi in the Taisus. Al Kapanim, we have the two taimim ready. that the Rishbam says that the Pesach has to be eaten ala seiva because of Lamashcha, that has to be Lamashcha L'gdula. And Taisa says that Ta'am has to be eaten ala seiva being from the Yishalmi, so you couldn't come, you shouldn't come with Deish Shvir Sa'etzah. The Baal Amar says a third time, the Baal Amar says that the reason is so you shouldn't forget to say Hallel. He says in those days, when they were in Yerushalayim, they would have to crowd in very, very crowded houses, all the other Golem all together in Yerushalayim, be extremely crowded, the tables that they used to eat on, that they would eat a Korban Pesach, and then they would go elsewhere to say Hallel. Because, so they should have a little more room when they're saying Hallel. Like the Gemara says earlier, the seventh parak that Fahem and Beis, Kzeisa Piska Valela Paka Igra, Idikazaisa Pesach, and the Hallel breaks the roof. And it says the Achli Ba'arevami Be'igra, that they eat the Karban Pesach on the ground, they can't eat the Karban Pesach on the roof, because Gagan Vali is laying the Skatshu. But then they'll go to the roof, they say Hallel, they have more room. So he says, because I'm afraid if you're going to continue eating, continue the meal afterwards, then you'll forget to say Hallel. So therefore they wanted the Tam Pesach should be Befiv. The Tam Pesach Befiv will remind you to say Hallel. And the Matz is also a Gzeir Atu Pesach, that since it's a Zeichel the Pesach, they give it the same din as the Pesach. Kabbalah Mesa third Tam, the Baal Amar says the reason why they want Tam Pesach Befiv is to remind you to say Hallel. The Chiddush Haran says that the Tam is because you shouldn't come to eating Pesach B'Shtei Mekaymes. Just like Rav, the first man, the Yom in the Gemara is Rav. Rav says you're allowed to eat after the Pesach. You just can't eat in a different Chabura. You can't eat the Karban Pesach in one place and then eat anything else in a different Chabura because you might eat the Karban Pesach there also and then you'll be over on the Isra of eating the Pesach B'Shtei Mekaymes. Because as a din, the Pesach has to be in one place. You can't eat a Pesach in two different places. So that's what Rav says, and that's how all the Rishayim learn in Rav, Shliakim Mechabura Lechabura, that you can't go to a different place, because if you go to a different place, you might come to eat the Karban Pesach in that place where you're eating other food. So Zog Teran, that's also the time of our, what we paskin, they can't eat anything after the Karban Pesach, it's also, so you shouldn't come to eat the Karban Pesach in a different place. Because if you'll continue eating after the Karban Pesach, we're afraid you're going to go to a different place, and then you're going to continue eating and you'll eat the Karban Pesach. Like this, if you know that after the Karban Pesach you can't eat anything at all, nowhere, so then you finish eating, you're not going to eat anything. Mashiach, if you're going to eat even in this place, so then you can't, you'll come to coming to a different place and eating there also, and eating the Karban Pesach b'shtei mekaymes. That's the Ran Svar. So we have already four time. The Rishbam says because it's Allah Seiva, because of Lamashcha. Taisa says because Kadesh of the Shri is Etzim. The Baal Amar says, so you should remember to say Hallel. And the Ran says, so you shouldn't come eating the Pesach b'shtei mekaymes. But there's a fifth Tam, which is L'chay what the Gemara says. And the Gemara says that you need the Tam Pesach to be befiv. But the Shaila is why do you need the Tam Pesach to be befiv? But the Gemara is mashma clearly that the Tam Pesach should remain befiv. Taisa says that these timim of Lamashcho, Shvirus Etzem, only apply to Karban Pesach. And who had in the other two timim might only apply to Karban Pesach. Hallel could only apply to Karban Pesach be'etzem because it was only in the days of the Karban Pesach that they went out of the crowded space to say Hallel somewhere else. If you're saying Hallel in the same place, you're not going to forget to say Hallel. And the other time of Shnei Mekaymes could be his only din of Karban Pesach, but as Hashem in the next year, we'll speak about whether the din of Shnei Mekaymes is also a din by Matzah. Like upon him, if it's a din by Matzah, it's only Al Tzikzei Mishim Karban Pesach. But Taisa says that this time only applied to Karban Pesach. If the din applies to Matzah also, then it's the reason is Kadesh Yitam Pesach U Matzah B'Viv. Like the Gemara is Mashma. Stam, they should have the Tam Pesach B'Viv. It's Mashma and Taisa, that's Be'etzin the Tam. There's no other Tam for that. The reason is because you should have the Tam Pesach and the Matzah Befiv. Stam, that's a chashivas for the mitzvah. That's a hidder mitzvah that it should stay Befiv. The Tam stays Befiv. That's good for giving chashivas. That's good for a hidder to the mitzvah of Pesach and Matzah. And that's what's mashmin the Rambam. The Rambam says, U'b'achreina eichel mi'b'sara Pesach afilu k'zayis. Ve'in etoyim achar of klal. The last thing you need is a b'sara Pesach. You can't eat anything afterwards. U'b'zman esah eichel k'zayis matzah. You can't eat anything afterwards. so that the Suda should end with Tam Basra Pesach HaMatzah B'Viv, and the Tam of the Pesach or the Matzah is in his mouth, Shechilos and Hiya Mitzvah. Because the eating is a mitzvah. Smashman the Rambam, like it's Smashman Taisvis, that Batsim, there's an Indian to have the Tam Matzah B'Viv, to have the Tam Pesach B'Viv, because since it's a mitzvah, Chazal wanted you to carry the mitzvah with you, that the Tam should remain in your mouth, that you should, that the mitzvah should be nimshach, it should continue, and you should continue having the tam be'etzim. So that's the fifth reason why you can't eat after the Pesach or after the matzah. The fifth reason is be'etzim, because you need the tam matzah be'fif. Now, Kamer Yishenim seem to learn that even if you hold of the other reasons, which be'etzim would only apply to Karim Pesach, but they apply to matzah also, because of Xer Matzah to Pesach, since the Matzah was made as a Zecha for Pesach, so they gave it all the dinim of the Karban Pesach. So that's why they gave it a din, l'mashal, of eating a Bachreina, even if it's Alts L'mashka, which really doesn't apply to Matzah, or the Tam of Shri Setzim certainly doesn't apply to Matzah, or the Tam of Hal, like we said, or the Tam of Shnei Mekaymis, but since it's Zecha for Pesach, they gave it the din of the Karban Pesach. Now it's a little bit shver, because the Gemara says, the Gemara brings a raya that you're allowed to eat after the matzah, because it says, "Emeftin achar pesach afikaymen achar pesach udaloi avol achar matzah meftirin." Since the Mishnah only says "Emeftin achar pesach," it's mashar matzah you're allowed to. So the Gemara answers, "Let me buy you kama." Pesach is a bigger chiddush. Matzah is partially why you can't. The lavish tamayim matzah doesn't the taste doesn't last. So if you eat anything, you're going to ruin the taste. But the pesach, the nafish tamil, the matzah avur lebe pesach, which has a strong taste, the meat. So therefore, you won't be able to take away the taste by eating. You would think less lumba, kamash mulan, that even by Pesach, there's a chash that maybe you'll remove the tam. So if you learn like Taisis and like the Rambam, that matzah is out because achilas niya mitzvah, it's outside the mitzvah, so then you can hear that din might only apply to matzah, because matzah is easy to remove the tam. So Chazal said, don't eat anything, so the tam should remain. Hashem karam pesach, which has a strong taste, even if you eat after it, still the taste will remain. But if you learn that the Ikid din is dafka by Pesach, and matzah is only because since it's Zechel of Pesach, they gave it the din of Pesach, so what's the havimina that dafka matzah would have the din and not Pesach? If Pesach didn't have the din, why would matzah have the din Zechel of Pesach? You have to say b'deichik, that that's in the din by Pesach is to eat it last, and to have the tam b'fiv, because of this time that we said, either because of the seival slamashka, because it has to be l'gdula, or so you shouldn't come with the shvir setzim, or so you should remember to say halal, or so you shouldn't eat it b'shnei mekaymis, but the ikid din is to eat the Pesach last and have the tam b'fiv. Granted, by Pesach, the tam will stay b'fiv even if you eat afterwards. And matzah, which they made zeichel Pesach, so they also said to eat it last, and they also said to have the tam b'fiv al tzeichel Pesach, and by matzah, if you eat afterwards, you'll be ruining the tam. So therefore, by matzah, they'd be more machman and Pesach, and they wouldn't delay it eat afterwards. But still, a shikl deichik, if the whole matzah is only because of Zechel Pesach, how can you be more machmer matzah than my Pesach? Tzarching says. Now, in the etzim din that we eat the matzah last, just like we eat the Pesach last, the emeftinach matzah afikayman, and like what we call today the afikayman, like we said, the Yishayim called the matzah itself the afikayman, because that's eaten last. There's a first time, in Chassan, the Rishbam says a lashon that the reason why we eat the matzah is a zeichel of matzah hanecheles ima Pesach. It's a zeichel that when they ate the Pesach, they ate the matzah with it, a matzah merei michalu, a zeichel to the matzah was eaten with the Pesach, we eat the matzah b'achreina. The other Rishayim, the Rambam, the Rif, the Rosh, said it to Afikarmen, a zeichel of Pesach, it's a zeichel to the Karban Pesach. So Jesus, the Rishbam says not that the matzah is a zecher for the Karban Pesach, it's a zecher for the matzah that's eaten with the Karban Pesach. Other Rishonim say, no, it's a zecher for the Pesach. But there's a machlokes Rishonim, which matzah is the Ikka matzah, which matzah you've been yates to the mitzvah of matzah with. The Rishbam says, interesting, that you've been yates to the mitzvah of matzah with Afikayman, with the last matzah. That's what you're being yaitzu with. That's what you're being mekayim. The mitzvah, achilas matzah, is with afikayim. Because that's the ikad din of the Pesach, is to eat it last. And what does it mean to eat the Pesach last? To be yaitzu with the Pesach. Because I is Pesach, eating to be yaitzu in the mitzvah, should be eaten last. That's the kiyim. Eating at lamashka, lagdula, eating at laseva. That, because I is that you're being mekayim. The mitzvah, achilas psachim, that should be eaten last. So matzah also. Because I is matzah, you're being yaitzu in the mitzvah, should be eaten last. So why don't we make the bracha when you eat it last? So that's telling the sugya we had earlier, the sugya of Ravun and Rav Chisda. That Rav Chisda says that then in Holchus Gavasya de Rav Chisda, that if all you have is chazeres, and you have to use the chazeres twice, you have to eat the chazeres for the tibur rishon for heker, what we call karpas, and you have to also eat the chazeres for maror. So Rav Chisda says you can't make the bracha al achilas maror when you eat it for maror, because la'achas shemila kreisim and uhei chayzim avarich. After you already makayim the mitzvah, after you already ate the chazeres first, you already ate the chazeres, and now you can't make a bracha al achilas maror. So when do you make the bracha? You make the bracha originally when you eat it for the tibur rishon. So he said, we spoke at the machlekes rishonim, what Rav Chisda means. Now, Zechariah Rav Chisda is saying that even if you hold mitzvah shrichas kavana, so even if you hold that you're not being yaitzah the mitzvah of mara before, but still, can't do the mice of achilas mara first and then make the bracha of achilas mara afterwards. Once you did the mice of achilas mara, doesn't pass the bracha anymore. That's why you have to make the bracha earlier. But now that you're making the bracha earlier, it was a machlekes rishonim there, which mara you being yaitzah with. Kam rishonim held the Ramban and the Ran that if you're making the bracha on the earlier mara, so you're taking being yaitzah the mitzvah mara earlier. That's what you have to do. There's no other eitzah, because if you're going to wait till later, you're not going to be able to make a bracha. So mainly make the bracha earlier and being yaitzah the mitzvah mara earlier. But Taisus over there learns, and this is how the Rishbam learns here by Matzah and Afikayman, that no, even though you're making the bracha earlier, but still you're being yaitzah the mitzvah later. Like we explained then, because the bracha is on the ma'aseh mitzvah, you're doing the ma'aseh mitzvah earlier, and mainly once you did the ma'aseh mitzvah, even though you weren't yaitzah the mitzvah, already it's not called the hefsek in the bracha. Already the dine hefsek in the bracha wouldn't be the chama dika dine hefsek, like if you didn't do the ma'aseh at all. The dine hefsek in the bracha would already be the regular dine hefsek, like once you started the mitzvah. So here you started the mitzvah, even though you weren't yaitzah the mitzvah yet, because you're not being mechavin to be yaitzah the mitzvah. The ikka mitzvah is what you do later. But the mail of the bracha yaitzah when you have now. But you have to be mechavin that the bracha should also go on when you're eating later. So that's the sheet of Rishbam here also, that the ikka mitzvah of al-achilas matzah being mechayim with the afikayim, with the matzah later. And the reason why I make a bracha earlier is the al-tzidin of achas shemila kreisim enu. Similar to what Taisus learned earlier, that the mitzvah of mara, you're being mekayim with the mara eating later, but you're making the bracha earlier because you can't make the bracha after you ate the mara, even if you weren't yet to the mitzvah. Now, Shenge and the Rosh argues in the Rishbam. The Rosh says, no, avadi, you're being yet to the mitzvah matzah earlier. The whole din of eating matzah is only al tanaya din that you should have matzah later, al tzibita matzah b'fiv. But you've been yaitzah in the midst of matzah, you've been yaitzah earlier when you make the bracha on lechilas matzah. It's machlekes yishayinim, the Rishbam holds the ikka, what you've been yaitzah is with the matzah eat later, but afikayimit, the Rosh holds that the ikka you've been yaitzah is with the matzah eat earlier when you say the bracha of lechilas matzah. L'chay, the Ramban and the Ran earlier that says by Mar that the hechuk you have to be yaitzah the mitzvah of Mar with the Mar that you ate earlier, l'chay should hold the same thing by matzah. Nachanakuda. The Gemara starts off, my afikayman, what does it mean after the Pesach you can't have afikayman? Rav says, shleakum mechabura lechabura. They can't go to another chabura and eat. But in this chabura you could eat. That sheet is Rav. Shmuel ayamek agayin, tomorrow mekloy, agayin adelayu, leave because layu la'abu. That Shmam teaches that adelayu means kamein upachius, mushrooms, and la'abu for Rav, because layu is small birds. Pevchini bashila, Rabbi Yechanan, Amrukagayin, Tamarim, Klayis, Agayzim. It's like dates, and Klayis, and Agayzim, and nuts. That's what you can eat. So the Rav clearly holds a different sheet. He holds you allowed to eat. You just can't go to a different Chabura. But is there a Machlaik is Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan? So Shbam says no. They're just giving different examples of different foods that are eaten for dessert. There's no Shum Machlaik is Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan. Shmuel says, Udalaya the Gazlaya. And Rabbi Yechanan says, tomorrow, Klayis and Negazim, it's just Marakiasa, each one, what they usually eat, Bikinuch Sudaway, they usually eat for dessert, they say this mashal. But other Rishayim, the Chedush Aran and the Ramban, holds there is a machlekes. That according to Shmuel, you're only now allowed to eat things that are the Gufa Suda, like meat. That's what you're now allowed to eat after the Karban Pesach. But dessert, Klayis, Tamarim and Agaizim is the dessert that you'll not eat after the Karban Pesach. If the time is out, L'Seiva, because that's not a Chsayin of Allah Seiva. If you're still eating meat afterwards, that's a Chsayin of Allah Seiva. Mashiach, if you're just eating dessert, that's not a Chsayin. If the time is that the matzah has to be Befiv, the time Pesach has to be Befiv, like the Ran learns, because if you don't have the time Pesach Befiv, you might eat it B'Shnei Mekaymis. So if you eat other meat, that's Mevatel the time Pesach. If you eat stam fruits, klayis, tamarim, and agaizim, that's not mevatel l'tam pesach, it's not meat. So they have machlekes, shmuel nebi eichanan. It's mashmeh, like it's more says, tani kavasa de rabbi eichanan. If the pshat is that there's no machlekes, shmuel nebi eichanan, the ikur is the gemara wants to show that you can't eat anything, not like Rav that says you just can't go to a different chabura. So the gemara should have said, tani kavasa de shmuel ve rabbi eichanan. Since it says tani kavasa de rabbi eichanan, it sounds like there are three shittas. And Shmuel is only makbid on something which is part of the ikasuda, and Rabbi Yochanan is meisif that even things for dessert is also asir. One more nekuda. There's a machlekes apaiskim. What's the din b'di'evit if someone did eat after the matzah? Someone ate the matzah for afikayim and he ate after the matzah. The Chagankiv says he doesn't have to eat the afikayim again. The Eliyahu says he does. Mishnebura passes like the Eliyahu that he doesn't, that he has to eat after afikayim again. The Aruch passes like the Chakakav, he does not. Says the Machlokes HaPeskim, if b'di'evit, if he ate after the Afikomen, what's the din? I want to time it, Mestamitz Tali in these timem. If the time why he can't eat after the Afikomen is the time because it has to be L'Seiva, has to be L'Mashcha, because of Shvir Setzim, or because you should remember to say Halal, or because you should remember not to eat it B'Shnei Mekaymis, so come Tais. The din is a din in the mitzvah of afikayim. The din is in the din of the mitzvah of matzah. You have to have the matzah ala seiva, and meila, you have to eat it last, and that will to wife this thing, that it will be la seiva, you won't come with shirias atzim, you remember to say halal, you remember not to eat it b'shtei mekaymis. So let's say that the avid you were on this din, you forgot and you ate. So there's no din to eat again, the matzah. Why should you eat the matzah again? You ready to mekayim the mitzvah. Chazal didn't want to eat afterwards. Okay, you ate afterwards. So you even what Chazal said, but you ready to mekayim the mitzvah. What would be the pshat to eat again? Now, Shaykhain, if the ikav art is that there should be tam matzah befiv, so the pshat was, Chazal wanted the last thing you ate should be matzah. So maybe, let's say he ate matzah, then he ate something else afterwards. So now the last thing he ate isn't matzah, so Vaiti should eat matzah, because the site is, there should be, the end of his eating should be matzah. So, Mel, it's not that you weren't yates in Afikayman. That's not the vote. The whole yisayt of Afikayman is that there should be a matzah at the end. That there should be a matzah at the end. To yate, there should be time matzah befiv. I would say if you ate, so now you don't have the matzah at the end anymore. So now you should eat the matzah. In order now, there should be time matzah befiv.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.